When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Well, what a day we had on Friday here at the radio station, and more importantly, the day that was had at the Children's Hospital at Westmead, our on-air for sick kids radiothon in conjunction with the hospital and also 7 News, raised an extraordinary amount of money. At the last count, almost $1.5 million. Jilly Paxton is from the hospital. Hello, Jilly.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for joining us, and wow, what a day.
It was an incredible day, and I'm really pleased to say that we've actually topped the 1.5 million.
Woohoo!
1.5, which is absolutely terrific. But it's not the money, it's actually what we're able to do for sick kids with that money, which is so important.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about today, Jilly. That's why I wanted you on the show today. $1.5 million is a substantial amount of money. What are you going to be able to do with it?
It sure is. It's certainly going to help towards replacing some of our equipment, which needs replacing on an ongoing basis. As you can imagine, technology, you know, sort of strides on, and with so many kids coming through our doors, then, you know, eventually it wears out. So certainly it will help with our equipment. It will certainly help with our research, and I can't emphasise enough how important research is in a
pediatric
setting. That's how we make sick kids better. We find out today how to cure those diseases that we could never cure. And the Children's Hospital at Westmead has an excellent track record with research, and certainly that money will help with our research program. So it's all going to make a difference to sick kids, to sick kids now, to sick kids in the future. And it's just great that you were able to help us do that. Thank you so much.
We're very pleased to help, Jilly. And it's whenever you go to the hospital, it just reminds you of the wonderful work that your staff do, and also that what the parents of those kids go through. It's just something that it's difficult to explain in words. And, you know, I've had some limited experience with it myself with little kids in hospital. And we all need to band together to help hospitals like the Westmead Children's Hospital. And I'm so pleased that we've helped you raise so much money last Friday.
Yeah, Clinton, it's really hard. It's really hard for families, and we're really privileged to be able to help them at their time of greatest need. But, of course, that need is ongoing. And so between now and Christmas, we do a particularly strong push to raise money. And, of course, we need it all year round, because we really do need to provide the very best for families. Hey, it's hard being a parent anyway. It's really hard being a parent when your child's sick.
Well, we'll be back to help again next year, Jilly.
That's wonderful. Thank you, and thank you so much to your listeners.
Thanks, Jilly. Jilly Paxton from the Children's Hospital at Westmead.